Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
Amazon Music app today.
3:03 on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. Coming up, good show for you. Dave Koken will join us from Las Vegas. Kevin Lehman will stop by to talk some college hoops with us. Iowa embarking on their season tonight. Iowa State already with one win under their belt. Maybe taking on Mizzou coming up tomorrow. We say maybe. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. And we'll preview what's going on tonight at the Uni Dome and talk state volleyball with you on the Gym Class KGYM. We say maybe tomorrow's Iowa State game. Still scheduled as of right now, Iowa State and Missouri. With a 6 o'clock tip-off, the Iowa State women scheduled to play tomorrow at noon, but they are having all sorts of problems at Hilton Coliseum. Welcome in, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. I'll be here for the first couple minutes of the program, then handing things off to Kyle Mann as we get ready to drive on up to the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls for Xavier football coming up tonight. Xavier and Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Approximately 8 o'clock tonight on 1600 AM for UKGYMRadio.com as well as the KGYM Radio app. Mark, don't know if you saw it, but Hilton Coliseum right now has a water problem, and they're hoping that it is only a cold water break of a main instead of what could be the alternative, which some people were smelling a little bit earlier on, which could be some sewage in Hilton Coliseum. Either way, it's not a good situation. It's all over Iowa State's facility right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to get caught up on it, but the Iowa State women play at noon tomorrow, and then Iowa State plays Missouri later on that afternoon. But as you mentioned, water problems. Travis Hines reporting water cascading down the stairs into the concourse at Hilton Coliseum.
Can't be good for the floor either.
Not if it reaches the floor, no.
No, cannot be good for that. And Travis Hines will be a guest, by the way, on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And he will talk about that as well as Iowa State football and basketball. So we wish the best for everybody over in Ames. And as of right now, everything is still on.
25 minutes ago, aforementioned Travis Hines tweeting that it's a leak in a pipe. The leak has stopped, so we just have to clean it up. So
hoping
that's the latest from Hilton.
Hoping it is the former, not the latter, as
yes.
Far as what needs to be cleaned up there. So I think everything will be okay. As I mentioned, I'm going to be taking off here in the next couple of minutes or so. Going to be handing things off to Kyle, who will sit in with you. Dave Koken will join you guys, and you're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in just a little bit. The state football championship semifinals getting underway today. 8-player Rockford, the Warriors, first time ever going to the state championship game as they got the victory, I believe, 52-19 over Southeast Warren. And then going on right now, it looked like it was going to be New London moving on to the finals, but a last-second drive after Fremont Mills let New London score, came down, scored themselves, got a 2-point conversion, and they are tied going to overtime right now, which makes Mark Farley just so happy because they got to get a practice in before the first 3A semifinal coming up tonight at UNI.
Yeah, that Rockford team, as you know, Scott, 0-9 last year.
0-9.
And was beaten by Gilbertville Don Bosco 80-6.
That's 8-0-6.
That's quite a turnaround.
Quite a turnaround indeed. And congratulations to Ryan Schlater's alma mater.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
He was a proud Rockford Warrior. Red Rockford Marble Rock, by the way, up there in my wife's territory.
All right.
And in good old the old Big Marsh Conference way back in the day up there. So they're going to be heading on to the 8-player semifinals. 3A tonight, we mentioned we've got Xavier and Lewis Central, and prior to that it'll be Sergeant Bluff Luton taking on Western Dubuque. And two good games coming up there. State volleyball going on today. Cedar Falls upended Linmar 3-0. Lions in their season in the semifinals again. Cedar Falls moves on. They'll take on Ankeny Centennial. It'll be number 1 versus number 2. And Centennial had to go 5 to beat West Des Moines Valley in that one. 4A, the first part of the Xavier journey today. And it went well. The Xavier Saints over Dallas Center Grimes, 3-1. DCG won the first one. Xavier came back to win the next three. And it'll be an all-Mississippi Valley Conference 4A final as Dubuque-Wallert knocked off number one Sergeant Bluff Luton, 3-1 earlier today.
According to Jeff Linder of the Gazette, the first Metro team to reach a championship game in state volleyball since Marion in 08.
Correct.
Yeah.
So a long dry spell broken by the Xavier volleyball team. 3A going on right now. I think Tipton took set one from Mount Vernon, and they are battling it out as we speak in downtown Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center. Iowa basketball coming up tonight. Hawkeyes will take on the Fighting Roos of the University of Missouri at Kansas City, or as they would like to be called, Kansas City. So that'll be at 7:01 tonight, and you guys will talk about that with Kevin Lehman coming up. Jordan Bohannon will be a game-time decision tonight. So we'll see if he's going to play or not.
Curious your thoughts on this game, Xavier and Council Bluffs Lewis Central tonight. You'll be on the call with John Haggerty, and is it a de facto state championship game? Or Western Dubuque and Sergeant Bluff Luton would like to have something to say about that, one of those teams.
But everyone was talking about this was going to be the championship game going into the end of the season. Now, is it going to be? That remains to be seen. But everyone's pointing it out. And, again, Xavier's going to go up against a rock-solid quarterback, a dominated quarterback team. And I did the math. Almost 70% of the total offense for Lewis Central comes from Max Duggan, who is their quarterback. Thought of as the highest-rated quarterback in the Midwest, certainly the highest-rated quarterback in the state of Iowa, has committed to TCU. He'll be in the Big 12 next year as a Horned Frog, and he's a run-pass quarterback. Run-pass option, ran for almost 200 yards in their quarterfinal win last week, only threw for about 100 in that particular game. But, yeah, we'll see. That's if you're Xavier, you got to concentrate on stopping Max Duggan tonight.
Xavier's had a great defense all year, as you know. 10 out of the 11 games went to the 35-second continuous clock for the Saints this year, and that defense has been rock solid and got to be the toughest test for Xavier this year, right?
Well, and Pella was a tough test, too.
Yeah,
Pella was a tough test, no doubt about that. But we'll see. Jim O'Connell's defense is terrific, though. Jim O'Connell's defense does a great, great job. They only gave up 32 total yards to a good Decorah team last week. So we'll see what will happen. By the way, Fremont Mills got the ball first, did not score in overtime. So New London, all they have to do basically now is kick a field goal. And they move on, but I think they'll probably try to get that touchdown in first. So we'll see what happens right there. I'm going to head off. I will talk to you tomorrow, and I'll let Kyle edge his way into the seat here.
Sounds good. You and John have a great call. We'll be listening on 1600 a.m.
Yeah, 1600 a.m. Hoping for an 8 o'clock start. Keep your fingers crossed, because the later we start, the later we get back home.
Should be a whale of a game. And, again, you guys have a great call, and I'm sure many folks will be listening.
All right. We're going to take a break. I'll send it to break. We've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack coming up. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, as always, at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. So Dave Kokin and Kevin Lehman around the corner. We'll talk to you tonight out at the Uni Dome.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Get more with McGrath. Hi, Jamie McGrath with my Sisters of Savings partner,
Lindsay McGrath. And right now at the McGrath Used Car Campus,
Black Friday pricing all month long.
And for good reason.
We're overstocked. Over 2,500 vehicles available with immediate pricing reductions.
Better known as Black Friday pricing.
All month long, shop a great selection of used cars from $29.88.
Used trucks and SUVs from $99.88.
Buy right now as low as $88 down.
With payments from $88 a month.
Selection savings, get more with McGrath Used Car Campus
in beautiful Hiawatha. From Acadias to Accords,
Camrys to Caravans,
Yukons, Sierras, and more.
Don't wait, even if your credit has a few gravy stains.
Nobody works harder to help you get approved,
and nowhere else in Iowa will save you more.
Black Friday pricing all month long.
The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha.
Minutes from anywhere, I-380 and Boyson Road.
Log on McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Love music? Live sports?
Trying to get to the corner and put out of bounds at about the 39-yard line.
Smart Rock on Smart FM. Smart Sports on KGYM. Love sports?
Here's the snap back. Stoby surveys the field, has all day, throws a swing pass caught by Stoby at the 10-yard line.
Live music? Lock us in. Smart Sports on KGYM. Smart Rock on Smart FM.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on myvormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with 2 sausage patties and 2 slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Soon listen to this guitar a little bit, Kyle, but welcome back. 3:15 on the Gym Class. Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you as, if you've been listening, Scott Unash heading out on his way to the Unidome. Speaking of the Unidome, New London has punched its ticket to the state championship game with a 60-54 overtime victory over Fremont Mills. New London will face Rockford in the state championship game. Speaking of champions, we want to bring in Dave Koken, Las Vegas handicapper and radio and television personality. Welcome in, Dave.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're doing well. Looking forward to a great weekend of sports. And notice you had a great week last week. I think 11-3-1. If that's true, congratulations. And hope this week's going well, too.
0-1 so far. I lost Ohio last night, but I've actually been doing well in some other sports. And the last 3 weeks have been really, really good. You know, sometimes it runs that way. Got to take advantage of it while it does.
You were on some hockey earlier this week?
Yeah. I had an 0-2 on Tuesday. I didn't play anything last night. Prior to that, I was rolling along in hockey, too. But, you know, it's going to be good nights and bad nights.
Do you like Maxion?
I like anything. It doesn't matter to me. I like it. I have to understand, I don't care about any of them. I'd be lying if I did. They're all commodities to me.
And that's the way it should be, I guess. Yeah. Listen.
I'm in the gambling business, and you know, you can't really have allegiance in the gambling business. You know, you can when you're not in action, like in a Red Sox fan, but. But there's lots of days during the season where I like to be looking to play opposite the Red Sox.
Northwestern visits Iowa this week with a chance to really maybe lock up the Big Ten West. I don't know if you've doped this game out, Dave, but Northwestern, that's a strange but successful team.
Yeah, same thing with Northwestern every single game, which is you just bet the underdog. They play down to the level of some competition, and they play up to the level of tougher competition. So, you know, if this is typical Iowa, typical Northwestern, they're going to give Iowa a really good game. And, you know, Iowa's in a tough spot here. That was a difficult loss last week. They probably deserved to lose the game, but I think they thought they were going to win the game, and then they lost the game. So, you know, that's a tough mental spot for them. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I think we were talking in the sports office. We were kind of surprised that Vegas made this number 9 or 10.
Well, because here's the problem. On paper, Northwestern isn't any good. They just aren't. I mean, they've got a terrific quarterback and pretty much nothing else. But Fitzgerald's one of those coaches who gets more out of his talent than he's supposed to. The problem is, if you price it accordingly, then you're going to get lopsided action against Northwestern. And the books are, you know, they don't want to intentionally go into a game. They know they're going to get lopsided on some games. That's just the nature of the business. And the books got absolutely murdered last weekend. It was just a disaster for the books on Sunday in the NFL.
Mm.
But the idea is still the same, which is that you at least want to try and balance the books and reduce the liability if you're a bookmaker.
What in particular happened on Sunday?
Every public bet won.
Mm.
I think there was one that didn't. They got murdered. It was one of the 10 worst, industry-wide, one of the 10 worst Sundays they've ever had.
Wow.
I want to cover our bases here in the state of Iowa. Iowa State, about a 14.5 point favorite over Baylor. Do you expect them to struggle with that?
No. I think Iowa State's a good bet this week. But this is a really good matchup for them because Baylor is, you know, this isn't the Art Briles offense of years back, playing at warp speed and just driving you crazy. But this team is a team that wants to run the ball and play ball control. Well, good luck running a ball against Iowa State. I mean, the Cyclones are really good against the run. And the fact is that since Purdy has taken over, I mean, this is a really good football team. I think they're the best three-loss team in the country at this point, and they could still well be playing in the Big 12 championship game. This is a legitimate, good football team. Now, I don't think they're going to have much of a problem here, because if you can make Baylor throw the ball, and I think they will, Brewer becomes somewhat of a liability. He can get scatter-armed at times, so wouldn't surprise me if the Cyclones pick off a pass or two here, and they'll do enough offensively to take care of the rest. I think it's a three-touchdown win.
Interesting. Las Vegas handicapper Dave Kokin joining us on the Gym Class at 321. Notice that you also like at least one Big Ten game, and that's the Maryland-Indiana game, Dave.
Yeah, the line's gone on that now. I took three, and that's toast. It's one, maybe two. There's no guarantee. I do know one thing. Maryland was totally distracted last week by all the turmoil that was taking place in College Park, with the coach being reinstated somehow, and one of the goofiest decisions of all time. Then the next day he's out. It was just a complete mess. And the best thing for this football team is to get out of town at this point. Now, Indiana's got the advantage of a week's extra rest, but they're also on a losing streak, so sometimes that week of extra rest doesn't mean much. And I think that's the case here. Maryland's a little better football team on paper, and I think you get the good Maryland shows up this week. If it is the good Maryland, they'll win the game.
The Big Ten game that interests me the most, at least for in the context of this conversation here, is actually a huge dud, but how much of a dud will it be? Michigan at Rutgers, a 39-point favorite. Well, what do you make of that?
Nothing. Michigan will just, they'll beat them by whatever they want. I mean, I don't know what – style points don't mean anything to Michigan at this point. They're going to make the playoff if they win out. So they'll do what they got to do and get a win. I don't know. I mean, Rutgers is atrocious. They're one of the five worst programs in the country. So Michigan literally can name the score here.
What was your reaction to the Blackhawks firing their head coach?
I had said last year I didn't think he'd be back.
Mm.
I was a little surprised when Quenneville came back because it was pretty clear that it was over. I mean, he's a great coach, but these things run their course. I think the kid, and he is a kid, he's only 33, that's taking over is a breath of fresh air for them, and I think it's the start of the sign there's going to be a rebuild taking place. I would expect a couple of pretty big names to be shopped by the Blackhawks. Wouldn't be surprised if they play a little better hockey for a little while. You know, oftentimes when teams make a coaching change, they get a little bit of a spurt before regressing to what was their norm. So you might see a real energized team tonight in Chicago.
Mm.
As far as Quenneville goes, he'll just wait around for the best offer, which I think the front runner right now is probably St. Louis. The Blues are underachieving. They're not happy in St. Louis. They've got a talented squad, and Mike Yeo is definitely in the hot seat. So that could be the next stopping point for Quenneville if he's interested.
I've got one more for you before we get too far away from college football. It's a little different question than what we normally ask. Alabama is clearly the best team in the country. Who do you think could compete with them the best, and what would you expect the line to be for that game?
Well, it's Clemson, and there's already a line in the game. It's Alabama -8.5.
And
you can bet that now.
How would you bet that?
Oh, I don't know. That's too far away from me. I'm only interested in this Saturday. I really couldn't care less. The question I get asked more often than any other is, who's going to be in the Super Bowl? And my answer is, I don't know, and I don't care. I'll tell you once I know who's playing. Because unless you're talking about future tickets, which is another story entirely, game wagers, to me, are the week of the game. I don't care about this other stuff. I'm not a fan. So that stuff doesn't really matter to me very much. I'm interested in trying to get an edge and make money. I can't really tell you right now. Now, the only thing I can tell you on Alabama Clemson is, would I make a bet on it now, thinking that there might be some value to be had because the line will be far different if and when that game comes about than it is now? And the answer to that's no. I think that's a good number, Alabama -8.5. So, to me, it's just, okay, fine. We'll see what happens. Clemson's got their own hands full this weekend, by the way. This is not an easy stop for them in Boston. It's a night game. ESPN game day is going to be there. The Eagles are good. They're not in top form because A.J. Dillon is still hurt, and I think he's going to play, but I don't know how effective he's going to be. But Clemson better watch out in this one. This is going to be a very fired-up Boston College team, and they're pretty good. I mean, they're a borderline top 25 team.
Vegas handicapper Dave Kochan joining us on the Gym Class, 325 here in Eastern Iowa. I know you sell your picks, Dave, but anything you can share with us about the college or pro weekend that perked your ears?
Well, you got two plays. I played Maryland and I played Iowa City. I actually haven't posted the Iowa State game yet, but I am definitely playing that. The only reason I haven't posted it is I'd like to get 14 rather than 14.5. Obviously that's a key number, and I'm hoping that I'd rather wait. If I have to lay 15, so be it, but I'm hoping to get a 14. But I do like Iowa State in the game.
You can find him at smokingkochan.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Dave Kochan. That's C-O-K-I-N. Tell folks, Dave, about how they can get more of your information.
Just go to smokingkochan.com. There's packages available there. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll usually have – I don't promote too much, but you can pretty much figure out how to get things by following me here.
Yep. Excellent blogs as well. Dave, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Always enjoyed it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Dave Kochan joining us with his unique approach and knowledge to handicapping. He doesn't care.
He
doesn't care whether it's Buffalo or Alabama. He really doesn't care.
I don't know if he even likes football.
I think, could be that. I don't know. But he's an interesting guy. Give him a follow. Give him a read. And we'll visit with Dave again next week. One of the most successful handicappers in Vegas, if you're into that sort of thing. Kyle, right now, let's give away a Dr. Pepper prize pack. Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, KGYM pint glass, other swag. It's a very popular item. Right now, caller 6, you'll win that prize pack. And when we come back, Kevin Lehman talking basketball.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the latest tools from trusted brands, like Bosch Tools' cutting-edge Core 18-volt 4-amp-hour battery, which lets you keep all the power but lose the weight. And it works with all 18-volt Bosch tools, old and new. Plus, with early Pro Black Friday deals, now you can buy a Core 18-volt 2-tool combo kit and get another select 18-volt Bosch tool free. That's over $100 in savings. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 11/11. See store for details. U.S. only.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on myvormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $25.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for $25.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Gym Class 3:30 on this overcast Thursday afternoon. State volleyball, state football, all going on today, semifinal Thursday in high school sports. We'll give you updates here in a little while. Scott Unash, as we mentioned, on his way with John Haggerty to the Unidome to call tonight's Xavier game against Council Bluffs Lewis Central. And that game, hopefully, Scott and John will take the air around 8 o'clock on 1600 a.m. on the FM's Dandy NFL game tonight. Carolina and Pittsburgh. Kyle, we've got a winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack.
Yeah, that was Jeff right here in Cedar Rapids.
Sounds good. We're going to bring on Kevin Lehman here shortly. We've got, speaking of Hy-Vee, we have a promotion to announce conducted by the Hy-Vees in the South Zone, Iowa City. If you would be interested in viewing the Hy-Vee Heroes Trophy, which goes to the annual winner of the Nebraska-Iowa football game, and have an opportunity to win 4 tickets to that game coming up on Black Friday at Kinnick Stadium, you have 3 opportunities. Tomorrow at the Cross Park Hy-Vee in Coralville, Saturday at Hy-Vee East in Iowa City, and Sunday at the Hy-Vee South in Iowa City. Again, go by, have your picture taken with that trophy, and enter for a chance to win 4 tickets to the Heroes game on Black Friday coming up later this month. We'll have a Bowling Night in America recap, such as it was, coming up. And Kevin Lehman about to join us. Iowa basketball gets underway, excuse me, with this season. Actually, we have a poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. How will the Iowa men's basketball team fare this season? We give you 4 options, an NCAA tourney bid, an NIT appearance, no postseason but a winning record, or a losing record. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. You can also interact with us on the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line, 366-1600. Now, one of our favorite guests, basketball analyst, Kevin Lehman. How are you, Kevin?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing good. How are you and Kyle doing today?
Doing very well. Scott sends his regards. He's on his way to cover the Xavier game up at the Dome, but he'll visit with you next week along with myself.
Well, next week I'll be in the Virgin Islands enjoying the sunshine, but we'll call it in from the beach.
Oh, man. Good for you. That should be a fun tournament. A couple questions before we get to Iowa and Iowa State. We had a poll question yesterday, and I'll have you tackle it. Duke or the field to win the NCAA championship?
I would take the field. I just think there's too much balance in college basketball. And we saw last year the strange things that can happen, the run made by Loyola. I would definitely take the field, and I know Duke was very impressive in that win over Kentucky on Tuesday night.
I thought the Kansas-Michigan State game was interesting, too. Kansas got off to a pretty sizable lead, but Michigan State, that's going to be a tough out in the Big Ten. What did you think of that game?
Well, no question. You know, Michigan State's got some talent. They got some talent in the backcourt. My question to the Big Ten is a lot of teams that intrigue me after Michigan State, such as Wisconsin, Nebraska, even Minnesota. And, of course, I would throw Iowa in there. There's a very intriguing team that got talent coming back. Can they put things together and make a run at this Michigan State team?
Well, Kevin, you mentioned Iowa, and we're going to talk about the Hawkeyes' appearance against Missouri-Kansas City. Another poll question. How will the Iowa men's basketball team fare this season? We got four options, Kevin. NCAA tournament bid, NIT appearance, no postseason but a winning record, or a losing record.
I would go right now. The safe bet would be NIT. And if they can get their defense together, we're still waiting to see if that's going to come. And I don't think we're going to know how good they are defensively until they get in that 2K Classic against Oregon, possibly Syracuse or UConn in that second round. Then we're going to have a little bit more about this Hawkeye team. But the safe bet for me right now would be NIT, and I'd almost lean toward NCAA because they really have the talent to finish in the top half of the Big Ten and get a bid.
Are you on the Joe Wieskamp hype wagon, or are you going to pump the brakes a little bit?
I'm the president of the Joe Wieskamp fan club, Mark.
Okay.
This kid can play. It's been a long time since I've seen a freshman come into Iowa with that type of court demeanor, presence, skill set. There's not much, not anything not to like about this young guy. I guess we're going to see how well he defends as we get into this Big Ten season, but I am all over that hype wagon.
The Hawkeyes add Wieskamp this year. Connor McCaffrey is going to be a much bigger contributor than he was last season. Those are good additions, but to me, the biggest question in this offseason was, how is Iowa going to fix that defense? And, you know, you can, they say they're working on communication and positioning and things like that, but who do you look at on that team and think that guy is going to be the defensive stopper?
Well, I think with this team, they've never had in the many years, they got to go back to, I think, Eric May before they had the real defensive stopper. It's going to be a team defense. What I want to see tonight, Kyle, is are they going to play any zone? Because in the exhibition, they played strictly man-to-man. There was no pressure. They got down the half court and really tried to communicate and make stops. Are they going to do that again tonight against the Kangaroos of Kansas City? I'm kind of hoping to see no zone and no pressure. But they just get down man-to-man and see if they can make their stops that way. Might still have a concern about the ability to stop at the point of attack. That's going to be up to McCaffrey and Bohannon. I think Macy Daly is going to really help them there. I really like what I saw from Macy Daly. What I want to see tonight is McCaffrey and Bohannon together, what they do at the offensive end with McCaffrey setting Bohannon up for jump shots.
College basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joining us on the Gym Class. Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann along with you at 3:38. Yeah, Fran McCaffrey plays a lot of players. How big does the rotation get this year, do you think?
Well, I was just looking at this lineup, Mark, and thinking about that. He's got five quality post players.
Mm-hmm.
With Garza and Cook, I really like Kreener, Pimsel, and you're going to see Nunzi some there. Now, when I coach, when you try to rotate four guys in those two spots, that was hard to do. He's trying to do five guys in there. It's hard to get a rhythm with that many players at those spots. I'm watching to see what happens with Jack Nunzi. You're going to play him at four. You're going to play him at the three. You're going to move him around. I like to see that young man settled in on one spot and really focus. I think he's a great stretch four in the Big Ten, Jack Nunzi. Will he end up there? We'll have to wait and see.
Should be a fun season, I think, in the very least, Kevin. And where that lands in regards to our poll question, there's a lot of ground to be covered. Let's cover some ground with Iowa State. I don't know if you've heard, Iowa State and Hilton Coliseum have taken on a little water.
Yeah, that's not good unless you're going to freeze it and play some hockey.
But apparently they'll try to get a clean. The leak has stopped, and they're trying to get it cleaned up now. The women play at noon, and the men play Missouri later on the afternoon. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, I'm going to go up to that game, Mark, because I've got Missouri as one of the teams in the Paradise Jam. So I'm going to get a look at them up first. Of course, see the Cyclones. This game is not on TV other than the Cyclone Network, which a lot of people are surprised about. My friends in Missouri are shocked that they can't watch this game. If you saw anything the other night, Tyrese Halliburton really put on a show, I thought. And also, Mariel Chaya. I really like that young man, Jacobson. Those three newcomers played well for the Cyclones. And they're going to be shorthanded. Cam Lahr's not going to play for this month. Zoran Talley's not going to play. There's going to be some small ball by the Cyclones. And this is a Missouri with a huge front line.
Lard's going to be out for the next month or so, but you mentioned those newcomers, and then they're adding that to Lard, Lindell Wigginton, Nick Weiler-Babb. There's a lot of talent on that Iowa State team. You expect them to be much, much improved from a last-place finish in the Big 12 last year.
Oh, I really think so, Kyle. And I've seen them practice, watch that game the other night on TV. I think this team is really talented, but they're going to need Cameron Lard up front when they get in Big 12. Because he is a man-child on the glass. Salman Young out till probably second semester. So they're a little thin up front. But I think by the end of this season, this is going to be a really, really dynamic Iowa State team. They can guard you. Can they challenge? They have enough talent to get to Kansas, but can they challenge to be a second or third place team in the Big 12? They have the possibility and the talent to do that. That's kind of the intriguing question for this Iowa State team. How good can they be when it comes to March?
What I found interesting, a little bit interesting earlier this week, Kevin, was that at one time, Iowa State had two sophomores and three freshmen on the floor at the same time.
Well, those four freshmen, Mark, are really, really talented. And, of course, you know Lindell Wigginton, extremely talented. He'll be gone after this season. But there was a great recruiting class, and the addition of those older players in Shayok and Jacobson have really helped this team give it some more maturity. So I think this is a team, once those freshmen get their feet wet, the talent's there, that's why I think there's a huge ceiling, a very high ceiling for this Iowa State team.
Talon Horton Tucker, you said his name. He's a four-star recruit coming into Ames. What can we expect to see from him? What kind of player is he?
Well, I thought Horton Tucker really kind of pressed things Tuesday night. He was taking some shots that were ill-advised off balance, which is, you know, typical of some freshmen with big height. They come in, they feel they have to score. He's got to settle down and let the game come to him. Now, if you see him now, he's 6'5", 240, 7-foot wingspan. This is a very atypical body, but it's a great basketball body, physically strong as a freshman. Once he sells in, he's going to be a big-time player for Iowa State and might even be able to make a run. I mean, Kansas has got some great freshmen, But look for his name on that Big 12 all-newcomer team when the season ends.
The A.J. Green era is underway in Cedar Falls, and Northern Iowa faces Texas Arlington Saturday night, and that's a 7 o'clock game. And it's a very interesting UNI team, Kevin. First of all, what do you know about the health of Fife?
Well, Austin Fife, I'd have a hard time pronouncing the ailment that he has.
I do, too.
The blood vessels in his lower legs enlarge, and the blood goes into his legs, which causes him to be lightheaded and passing out. So, and I had their game Tuesday against Bemidji, so I talked extensively with Coach Jake about Austin. And it's something he has to control with diet. There's nothing wrong with his heart. He's been practicing the last 4 or 5 days. He's not in game shape yet. So he's got to drink a lot of water, a lot of fluids, put a lot of salt in his body. They're going to need him once they get to Valley play. But when you watch this team play, Mark, I don't know if you saw them. They are playing fast. They're giving A.J. Green the ball, letting him make decisions. And it's making Wyatt Lohaus going to have a great senior year because he's just hunting shots. Green is setting them up. They got a guy that's got a little bit of that crazy factor in Trey Urhau. When I say crazy in a good way, he's kind of a loosey-goosey guy in the locker room. And you always like to coach guys like that because they kind of understand it's just a game, and they play hard, but they don't take it too seriously. Those are always good guys to have on your team. I like the makeup of this Northern Iowa team.
How big a component is Wyatt Lohaus?
What was that, Mark?
How big of a component for this team is Wyatt Lohaus?
Oh, he's huge because this is a young, young team. They only have two seniors, Miles Wintine, second year out of Kirkwood, and fifth-year senior in Wyatt Lohaus. So the leadership from Wyatt's going to be really important, especially at the defensive end, because you know Ben Jackson, they're going to play defense, that pack line D. And Wyatt, you know, his line, he's 7 for 15. He gets up 15 shots against Bemidji. I think his court presence, along with the freshman A.J. Green, is going to be an interesting component for this Northern Iowa team. And when you talk to Ben Jakes, he said, these two guys, A.J. Green and Wyatt Lohaus, they don't do social media. They don't get into any of those things. They're all about basketball. They're 24/7 basketball guys. And Coach Jake said, it's kind of pleasant to coach guys. You have to deal with all the off-court things that can happen with social media and so forth. So I really think some great leadership from Wyatt Lohaus.
So I'm thinking in a late-game situation, UNI needs one shot to win the game. You've got Wyatt Lohaus, your senior, a very capable scorer. But A.J. Green, that freshman, he comes in, he's very good. Is he already to the stage where he gets that shot, or is it kind of going to be a committee, whoever gets the best shot?
Well, I think it's a great situation, Kyle, when you run a ball screen for A.J. Green and you're bringing Wyatt Lohaus off some staggering double. So A.J. Green, a great decision maker, even though he's a freshman, has that green light to take the shot or to distribute it. And he's mature beyond his age. And understand also, you got another guy in Trey Burhaw that can make big shots, too. He transferred from Pepperdine. He's going to be a great addition. But that's a great question, and it's a great situation to have if you're Coach Jake. You have multiple options for that last-second shot.
I'm glad Burhaus already come up in this conversation because I really like him as a player. Like you say, he looks a lot like Taiwan Pickford to me, except he's a little bit better of a shooter, but they're very similar in the sense they're physical players. They're both very good rebounding guards. What kind of advantages is UNI going to have with a wing duo like that?
Well, I like your comparison, Kyle, because my son, who is a big Panther fan because he grew up in that town, he said, hey, Trey Burhau is Taiwan Pickford with a jump shot. And that's a pretty good description of what you have there in Trey Burhau. And Coach Shake said, he's a better athlete than Taiwan Pickford. And I said, Pickford's a pretty good athlete. He's a more explosive athlete, where Taiwan is a physical-type athlete. But Burhau with 11 rebounds in that game, he can shoot the three. He is, when you get Pickford back, this is going to be a really good offensive rebounding team.
Couple more minutes with college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman. I noticed one of the all-time greats is on the staff, and that being Seth Tuttle, described as a graduate manager. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And Seth was doing some work with Shannon Vicky Golden today during shoot-arounds on that day. And Seth's going to be a great addition to that staff because this is a fun-loving guy. And, you know, he was a great player and took the Panthers to NCAA tournament bids. I think he's a fantastic addition to that staff. And that Kyle Green has been there for years. P.J. Hogan's been for years. This is a very stable basketball staff at Northern Iowa.
Yeah, I don't believe Tuttle's just going to be passing out towels to everyone, right?
Well, I was kind of surprised that, you know, he decided to quit playing because he had three very productive years overseas and could have continued, but he went to get into the coaching world and decided to come back and get serious about the next phase of his life.
My point was he'll be helping the big men.
Well, you know, as a graduate manager, that's kind of you got to look in the rule book to see how much work you can actually do
okay.
on the court.
All right.
I really like the way UNI's team looks this year. I think they've got a lot of talent. They're going to be much improved, like Iowa State, in the conference this season. But knowing what happened last year, knowing what Loyola did, I have to ask, how big is the gap between Loyola and the rest of this conference?
Well, I think the gap between Loyola, Illinois State has as much talent as Loyola. Now, Illinois State, do they have the culture? They know how to win. They may have more talent than Loyola. Southern's got the entire team back. Bradley's got everybody back except one starter. So the top is very good. And I think this Northern Iowa team, after watching them, they are not going to win the Valley, but they got a chance, and we're talking a long time away, to win three games in 3 days when you get to Arch Madness because you have to beat everybody in that tournament. You just got to win three games. I really think they're a very dangerous team. It's going to cause some problems in the Valley for those Loyola and Illinois States in the world.
We're going to assume you pick Kansas in the Big 12. How about the Big 10?
Well, Michigan State, I think it gets real intriguing after that, Mark. I mean, I like Michigan. Nebraska returns so much talent. I don't know if they have the depth to go day in and day out. But I'll mention those teams I mentioned earlier. You know, Iowa was 90% are scoring back. That's an intriguing team to watch. Will they guard? Minnesota, they got some good players back. Jordan Murphy, double-double machine up front. And then Wisconsin, with Ethan Happ, who seems to have been a Badger for at least 10 years, they've got their entire team back. So there's some teams to watch to see if they are going to make a move to the upper echelon. Purdue, they've got the culture. They're going to be a hard out again. But I think this will be a great year to watch in the Big Ten what teams can develop throughout this season and are playing really good when you get into March.
Excellent, Kevin. Appreciate it, as always. And get in that tanning booth before you head to the Cayman Islands, okay?
I'm going to be in a gym all day long, Mark, and I hope you believe that. Kyle, you guys have a good day.
All right, Kevin.
Thanks,
take care, man. Kevin Lehman, college basketball analyst, joining us today as he does most Thursdays here on the Gym Class. We're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we'll update you on state football and volleyball and give you a Bowling Night in America recap next.
Increase the value of your home during Menards Home Improvement Sale. Be prepared for tire issues with Slime Automotive Tools. The Slime Tire Inflator plugs into your vehicle's 12-volt outlet and inflates anything from recreational to a standard car tire quickly. Plus, it includes an inline dial gauge. It's only $29.99 during Menards Home Improvement Sale going on now through November 10th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. This football season, add sizzle to the game. La Cantina would be happy to cater your tailgate. Or reserve La Cantina's party room and watch the action on their big screen while you crunch, sip, and cheer. La Cantina makes every football game a winner. Connect at La Cantina in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, in Marion, and in downtown Cedar Rapids. La Cantina is now accepting applications for positions at all three locations.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, I'm here for the training session.
Drop and give me 20, mister.
Wait, 20 what?
The company softball game is in 2 weeks, and we are not going to lose to those nerds in IT again.
I thought we were being trained on core competency.
Oh, we're training your core, all right. 20 burpees, go.
I hate burpees.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Welcome back. 3:54 on the gym class, taking you home at least till 4 o'clock. Today, Mark Dukes and Kyle Mann with you for the remaining few minutes. Again, Scott Unas, John Haggerty going to be on the call for tonight's Xavier Council Bluffs Lewis Central game about 8 o'clock tonight. Scott and John on their way to the Unidome right now. Earlier today in Cedar Falls at the Unidome, Rockford and New London punched their respective tickets to the 8-player state championship game. Rockford turning around an 0-9 season to get to the state championship game this year. That New London game went overtime against Fremont Mills. State volleyball tournament downtown today is Cedar Falls and Centennial reaching the 5A state championship. Dubuque Wallart and Cedar Rapids Xavier going to play tomorrow for the 4A title. Carol Kemper has defeated Osage in 3A in 5 games. Right now, Tipton up 2-1 on Mount Vernon and closing in leading game 4. Bowling Night in America last night. It's not a good night for the Rusty Nails, Kyle.
That doesn't sound good.
No. Despite an appearance by our patriarch, Rusty Swires, and his wife, and try to give us some encouragement and whatnot. I don't think he'll be back again for a while. Actually, he's heading for Florida, but not a good night. Rusty Nails lost everything last night to a really good team. Durline Scale leading the league, has won the league before. And to give you an idea how good this team is, I was asking the guy, I was looking around and polling the, I decided to poll the other team. And the Kleins and Durlines and Roger Taylor. I said, how many 300 games have you guys had? Among the five of them, 48. None of them had a 300 last night, although Jeremy Klein came close. But the point is, those guys are capable of stringing 5, 6, 7, 8 strikes in a row. Any of them. That's why it makes it so difficult. And that's why we are 19-21 in the league. And in ninth place in Durline Scale in first place. So is what it is. Rusty Nail refugee alumni Jeff Bruner bowling in the morning leagues now because he works, I don't know, some odd shift. He had a 279, 725. Thanks, Brew. Anytime you want to come back, that'd be great. Evergreen League high bowlers last night. Jordan Abbin with a perfect game, 300. And Nathan Wall with a 786 series to lead the way in that category. We'll give it another whirl next week in the Evergreen League. Thanks to our guests today, Dave Koken, handicapper in Las Vegas, and Kevin Lehman, college basketball analyst tomorrow. The Emos Hideaway pick six. The individual and team races ever tight there. We'll do those picks there as well. And I think we have Dave Ennett scheduled. Is that right, Kyle?
That's right.
Tomorrow to talk Northwestern football.
Yep.
And Scott Unas will be back in the seat tomorrow. You'll be back in the producer's chair. And we'll proceed with the final day of the week. Hope you listen tonight to Xavier and Council Bus for Lewis Center around 8 o'clock. We do appreciate you listening to us today on the Gym Class, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Here comes my best man speech. Madison, at first, I wasn't sure if you were right for the position. Were you going to punch his ticket to the playoffs?